Brian O'Leary here, just bringing you a sample of some basketball play-by-play work. We did the game between the South Bay Lakers, who hosted the Santa Cruz Warriors on December 14th. Got the coverage off of ESPN+. We truncated the silences a little bit, where there was long pauses and commercial breaks and so forth. So the broadcast would go a little smoother and quicker. Please head on over to O'LearyDigital.com, where you can find samples of not only my play-by-play work, but all the shows and podcasts we've done over the years. Thank you. All right, Brian O'Leary here with you tonight, bringing you some action from the NBA G League. Santa Cruz Warriors travel down south to visit the South Bay Lakers. Lester Quiñones and Gui Santos, forwards for the Warriors. James Wiseman, center. Jerome Robinson and Dusty Hannes at guard. Bryce Hamilton and LJ Figueroa in the front court for the Lakers. Jay Huff in the middle, and Devin Kennedy and Shaq Harrison are in the back court for the Lake Show. All right, we got the tip here. Huff against Wiseman. Wiseman wins a tip back to Robinson in the back court. Brings it over to Hannes. Hannes to Wiseman, top of the key. Hands it off. Quiñones. Hannes, teardrop. Dumps it in. 2-0 Warriors. Harrison to the right side. Harrison underneath. Left-handed jumper. That rims off. Robinson for the Warriors. Brings it up. Hangs out. Free throw line. Spins. Dumps it in to Wiseman. Wiseman takes it to post, left-handed hook shot, and in. 4-0 Santa Cruz, just over 11 minutes left. Huff, top of the key, fakes a three-pointer. Hands it off to Hamilton. Figueroa drives, spins it around. Ends up Huff, misses a three-pointer, top of the key. In transition, Warriors, Quiñones. Robinson, Harrah's for three and drains it. 7-0 early for the Santa Cruz Warriors. 10:36 left in the first period. Lakers for three, misses. It's Quiñones. Get it back. Oh, he might have stepped on the line there. Three-point attempt, misses. And Robinson gets it back. Behind his back, top of the key. Harrah cuts the hoop in the paint, and Wiseman with another left-handed hook from the paint. 9-0. Warriors on top, 10 minutes to go in the first, and a quick timeout by the Lakers. Let's see here. Real early. 9-0. 10 minutes exactly there on the count. See what the strategy is here for the for Miles Simon and the South Bay Lakers. Miles Simon, former Arizona Wildcat. They won the national championship there in 1997. For the Lakers, Brian Walsh is the associate head coach, and as is Dane Johnson. Fortune Solomon and Jonathan Yim, both assistant coaches there for the Lakers. Playing down here in the South Bay tonight. Extended timeout for the Lakers. So let's see here. Let's talk about a few of these Warriors. Jerome Robinson, guard at a Boston College. Of course, my alma mater. And why would we go anywhere else if you had the choice? He was a first-round pick in 2018, number 13 overall. Averaging 14.3 points on the season, 4 assists. And we're back, looks like. Lakers are getting ready to inbound. They do. Swing it over to Harrison, top of the key. Huff sets a pick. There's a foul down below. Looks like Kennedy got snuffed out somehow. So we'll reset. Hamilton takes it out. Guard out of UNLV. They swing it over to Harrison, top of the key. Huff sets the pick. Free throw line extended. Back to the top. And Canada misses. Hits the front of the rim. Rebound Warriors. Santos. Harris. A little underneath to Wiseman. Jams it home with a foul. So the Warriors up 11-0 early. 9:33 now left in the first period. Hera takes it in. No look pass to Wiseman, who jams it in. Huff gets him on the hand. So that'll send Wiseman to the line. Number 33 for the Warriors. Lefty. Front of the rim. Canada rebounds. Brings it up center court. Huff sets a pick for him. And got a reach by Hannes. Dusty Hannes. 6'3 guard out of Arkansas. So the Lakers bring it outside court. Hamilton in. Gets it back. Swings it across to... Oh, spin move. Somebody takes it in the eye. Holy mackerel, a lot of action. Robinson brings it up court. Hannes fakes a three-pointer. Swings it over to Quiñones for the corner three and in. Lakers get their first score, 14-2. Now 8:52 left. Robinson having Quiñones on him. Doesn't like it. Over to Santos. Santos dribbles through traffic. Over to Wiseman. Wiseman's fouled and in. A little mismatch down there by Figueroa on Wiseman. Kind of tries giving him the action, but couldn't deal much. Yeah, couldn't make the switch. And now 16-2, Warrior advantage. Wiseman, the lefty, at the line again. 8:42 left in the first. Wiseman shoots, scores. 17-2 now. Harrison waits for it across the timeline. Dribbles left, front court, into the paint. Up with the left, misses. Gets his own rebound and up and banks it in. Tough little play by Harrison. Moore brings it up court for the Warriors. Up to Wiseman, top of the key. Harris drives off his knee, off his leg. Gets it back over to Santos for three. Misses front of the rim. Up to Figueroa, center court. Huff sets a pick, nobody there. Harrison swings it over to Canada. Canada drops it down into Huff. Huff loses it. Santos, fast break. Over to Quiñones. Dumps it back in. Wiseman misses the jam. Looks like he may have got undercut, but no call. And up and under for Bryce Hamilton. So that brings us 17-6 Warriors, 7:35 left. Hera hanging out. Dumps it into Wiseman at the post. Wiseman drives, jams it home. Around Huff and in, 19-6. And that lends, holy mackerel, Harrison. Kind of out of control, but he banks it in, fouled, and that will send him to the line. So the Warriors tonight in white, visiting white, typical now of what you see in the basketball, at least the professional basketball realm. The Lakers are in their forum blue, or as we might call that, purple. Harrison, lefty, free throw misses, tips in by Figueroa. So just like that, the Lakers cut the lead to 9. Quiñones dribbles in and back in, and looks like they didn't call the travel. Quiñones from the corner. And good corner three. Warriors 22, Lakers 10. Harrison can't find anybody. Brings it up to Canada. Canada dribbles between the rings. Huff high post. Two steps behind the three. Wow, and he nails it. Long distance three for Huff. A Euro-style center. Trevion Williams, top of the key, over to Moore. Moore spins, shoots, rebound. candidate for the Lakers. Down, back and forth, back to Kanade, misses the three-pointer. Williams gets the rebound. He brings it up as the point guard. Boom, boom, boom. And out of control, over and back. Yeah, he needs to give up that ball, I think. So we got a couple subs coming in for the Warriors here. Looks like Scottie Pippen Jr. coming in. Maybe just Scottie Pippen, I think we call him. Pippen with the ball immediately. Dribbles left side. Elbow. Throws it away. Looking for his teammate on the side there. I don't have his number. Miles Simon not looking happy. So Harris brings it up around his back, round and through, up into the key and back, out, over to Quiñones. Quiñones, dribble drive, and pulls up, three-point, off the front of the rim. Figueroa takes it coast-to-coast, called. He misses a shot and fouls called. We'll try and find out who. Either way, we're going to get two shots for Figueroa, L.J. Figueroa. Former Oregon Duck, 6'6 guard. He makes the first one. I guess he made that bucket. So now we got 22-15 Warriors up by 7, 5.5 minutes to go in the first period. Warriors swing it down, right wing. Santos up and around, brings it all the way through, banks it up and in. Scottie Pippen Jr. up with the Lakers, brings it up, swings it around. Huff at the top of the key, fakes a three, spins. Loses it. Over to Harrison. Harrison between his legs several times and can't handle it. He's blaming a wet spot or the foul or something, but he just lost control. Shaquille Harrison out of Tulsa, the 6'4 guard. So the Warriors have it. Harris to inbound. Over to Elijah Pemberton, brings it up left side. Between the legs. High post to Williams. Williams faking it. One-hand pass. Swings it down to Figueroa. Excuse me, Quiñones. Santos. Harris for an off-balance three from deep. Williams with the rebound. Fouled. Banks it in and scores. So 26-15, Santa Cruz Warriors on top of the South Bay Lakers. 4:43 left in the first period. Looks like they got Fabian White on that. 6'8 forward out of Houston. Trevion Williams misses front of the rim. Lakers with the rebound. Pippen, left side, swings it around to Harrison. Harrison swings to the right. And back out to Pippen for the corner. Three elbow, three misses. Warriors with the rebound. And Pemberton for the three misses. In transition, Lakers. Coast to coast, Harrison misses, and we've got, banked it in on the rebound, Nate Pierre-Louis out of Temple, 6'4 forward with the follow. So Harrison brings up and under, spin move, no good. 26-17, Santa Cruz Warriors over the South Bay Lakers with 4:07 to go in the first period. So let's get some information on some of these Lakers. Scottie Pippen Jr. He's a guard out of Vanderbilt, 6'1", not quite as tall as his father. But he's on a two-way contract with the Lakers. Bryce Hamilton out of UNLV. Like I mentioned earlier, 6'4", guard, 205. He's averaging 13.8 points per game. A little over 4 rebounds a game so far this season for South Bay. Shaquille Harrison played last year in Delaware. He's 6'4". All right, and we're back. Scottie Pippen Sr. in the stands here at South Bay, looks like. Watching his young son, Scottie Jr. So 26-17, Warriors and Lakers. Santa Cruz Warriors and South Bay Lakers, NBA G League. Warriors inbound. A little pressure in the backcourt from Nate Pierre-Louis. And he fouled. Once he crossed the timeline, he fouled Pemberton. Pemberton, the 6'5 guard out of Hofstra, the Flying Dutchman, as they used to be called, but I'm not sure what they're called anymore. So Pemberton, top of the key, still in the Pierre-Louis switch. Harris, top of the key, fakes a three, dribbles left, and teardrop from the elbow, misses. Williams on the rebound, rejected. Lakers bringing it up court, Pippen, and count it. Fouled by Santos. In traffic, Pippen takes it in traffic, and nice crossover to beat Santos off the ball. Santos is wandering into him. He says he's going straight up, but he wanders into him. And Pippen looking for the traditional three-point play here. Momentarily. Dribbles, deep breath. Pippen shoots and makes the bucket. So Pemberton brings it up left side for the Warriors, crosses the timeline. Defended by Pierre-Louis. Over to Williams, who does his point guard routine again. Harris between the rings. Over to Pemberton. Pemberton cross court. Over to Moore. Moore corner three and in. Zeke Moore, Southern Illinois, Edwardsville forward, 6'7". Rangy fella. And let's see. Looks like the Warriors get called for a foul. Not exactly sure what's going on there. We'll see. It's a technical. Looks like maybe a legal defense. Canada takes the free throw. One free throw. And the Warriors, 29-21. 3:15 left here in the first. Ooh, Lakers inbound it. Pippen Jr. to Canada. Back to Pippen. Looking for somebody to swing it to. Looks like gets Pierre-Louis in the corner. Back up top to Pippen. Pippen elbow jumper. 15-foot. Misses. And Williams. Trevion Williams. Warriors gets the rebound to Pemberton. Pemberton over to Moore down in the wing. Moore's looking for somebody to cut. Can't find him. Up top to Williams. Williams over to Moore. Moore swings over to Hera. Hera gets a pick from Williams. Williams or Hera over to Williams or Moore, excuse me, and misses the three from the elbow, that elbow three. And it looks like out of bounds off the Warriors, perhaps off Santos. All right. Lakers bring it up court. Pippen Jr. Over to Canada, Pippen, back to Pippen Jr. Gets the pick from Pierre-Louis, opens him up for a three, and good. 29-24. Santa Cruz Warriors over the South Bay Lakers, 2:16 left here in the first period. Williams at the top of the key, down into Harris. Harris spins, jumper, nails it from the paint. About a 10-footer. 31-24, Warriors. Pippen over to White. Well, intercepted by Moore. Moore takes it to the hole and misses the dunk. Rejected on the dunk. Santos. Okay. 31-24. Getting back to it. Warriors ahead of the Lakers here in the G League. And we got Santos at the line. Makes them both. 33-24. 1:44 left. Scottie Pippen Jr. brings it up court. Swings it over to, once again, somebody I don't know because I don't see his number on any of my rosters. It doesn't really matter too much. We'll just call him number 10. Number one in your hearts, 10 in your programs. Pippen up top to Canada. Canada down to Pierre-Louis, over to 10 in the corner. He misses the three. Moore brings it up court after rebounding it. Zeke Moore. Hera from deep, three. Warriors now up 12, minute 14 left. Pippen with the ball, over to Canada. Canada for the corner three, nope. Backs it off, over to Pippen. Pippen penetrates, dumps it into 10. 10 is underneath, can't find anybody. Back out to Pierre-Louis. Pierre-Louis takes it, spins, left-handed teardropper, and in. Cuts the lead to 10. Pemberton out with the Lakers. Bumps Pierre-Louis, gets him some space, and makes an out-of-control pass. Well, it's tipped by Fabian White. So Warriors maintain control. 46 seconds left. 13 on the shot clock for the Warriors. Tipped out of bounds again on the inbounds. So 10-point advantage for the Warriors over the Lakers. Side court, Harris inbounding now. I can't quite figure out where to put the ball, where to inbound it. Harris to Quiñones. Over to Harris, and Harris just takes it all the way to the hole, left-handed, misses. Pippen on the fast break, rejected by Quiñones. Yeah, let's see. Looks like they might call a foul on Quiñones. Not sure. It was an aggressive play. Looks like, yep, certainly Pippen's going to the line for two. Scottie Pippen Jr., like I said, played his college ball for the Commodores. Makes the bucket. 8-point advantage for the Warriors. Quiñones brings the ball up court, crosses the timeline, left side. Moore sets a pick for him, goes around, and tries to dump it into Wiseman. Wiseman can't get it. Fast break, and Pippen scores. Harris brings it up court for the Warriors, and defended by Pierre-Louis. In between the rings, Wiseman sets a screen, backs off of that. Harris thinks about a three and says no. Over to Quiñones. Quiñones for three. Pops it. Big time. Big arcer and in. So, a little pressure in the backcourt by the Warriors. These clubs is calling timeout. Look like maybe the Lakers is calling timeout. So, we'll take a break here. That's the end of one. That's the end of one. So, it's a natural timeout. And at the end of one, Warriors still up big. 39-30. And we'll be with you in a moment. All right, start of the second period, Santa Cruz Warriors up 39-30 over the South Bay Lakers. Coach Miles Simon for the Lakers looks on. Scottie Pippen Jr., point guard for the Lakers, Super. Brings it up court.
Great Papa! Great Papa! Great Papa!
Pippen Great swings Papa. It around, gets it back.
Great Papa. Great Papa.
Hamilton, Pippen, drives, busts it back out to Hamilton. Hamilton misses a three. Huff misses on the putback. And Trevion Williams for the Warriors gets the rebound. Up to Moore. Moore crosses the timeline. Timeline brings it down. Hands it off to Hera. Front court. Over to Williams. Williams looks like he's going to hand it off. Keeps it. Looks like he wants to hand it off to somebody. Quiñones comes. Says no. Swings it over to Hera. Harris with a teardropper. And looks like he's fouled on the play. Hannah's. Excuse me. I keep calling him Harris. It's Hannah's. Dusty Hannah's. So Hannah's is going to the line. Coach Cooper looks on. Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Seth Cooper. Hannah's misses. Pippen swings it over to number 10, Christie, who misses. Williams gets the rebound. Quiñones on the corner. Penetrates. Dumps it into Williams. Or excuse me, that's Wiseman. Wiseman drives, lays it up right-handed behind his back and around Huff and scores. He's looking for the foul, doesn't get it. And looks like something happened on the inbound. Not quite sure, but we're going to bring it to side court. Pippen Jr. is looking for somebody to inbound to. Inbounds it to Pierre-Louis, who hands it back to Pippen. Crosses a timeline over to Hamilton. Hamilton, left side. Pippen, front court. Spins it around top of the key. Over to Christie, who's number 10, down the corner, and there's a foul off the ball. Looks like Wiseman got called for the foul. So, we'll see there. Yeah. So, 41-30, Warriors over the Lakers. 10:38 left in the second quarter. Corner three for Christie, who nails it. I don't see him on my roster, but I read his name, so it's Christie. So Hannah's into Wiseman. Wiseman tries taking it from the top of the key, bounces off his leg, and loses control and out of bounds. 41-33. Warriors over Lakers. Hamilton into Christie. Christie out to Pierre-Louis for a corner three. No good. Williams brings it up court. Hannah's pulls up, three, no good. Rebound by Hamilton. Hamilton outlets to Pippen Jr. Pippen Jr. down to Christie in the corner, who nails it. So he cuts the lead now. Warriors only up by five. And timeout on the floor with 9:47 to go in the second period. Santa Cruz Warriors 41, South Bay Lakers 36. We'll be back with you in a moment. Okay, 9:47 left. Second period, Warriors of Santa Cruz up on the Lakers of South Bay in the NBA G League here. South Bay Lakers in their forum blue and gold. Warriors in their white. Lester Quiñones brings the ball up court for the Warriors. Over to Wiseman in the corner. Down into Trevion Williams. Up and under, underneath, behind his back and in. Williams, beautiful play. Lakers bring it up court. Hamilton out to Huff in the corner for the corner three. Uncontested. The Euro three again. He hits it. 43-39 now. Santa Cruz over South Bay. Williams top of the key, calling for some action. Over to Wiseman in the post. Wiseman out to Quiñones. Quiñones down. Baseline. Swings it back out. Dumps it into Wiseman again. Jams it home. Harrison for the Lakers. Over cross court. Pippen back to Harrison. Harrison looking for somebody to pass. He tries stuffing it into Huff, but that's in traffic. Lakers or Warriors get it on transition. Quiñones for three. So Harrison back with the Lakers here. Up top. Into Harris or into Christie. Christie over back to Pierre Luis, grabs a rebound. Over to Christensen. Back to Harrison. Back to Huff at the top of the key. Swings it over to Harrison. And misses the three. And let's see. Where are we going here? Are we staying here or not? Looks like we might be. So yeah, we're staying here. Christensen on the inbound play. Scores. Excuse me, that was Hamilton. Warriors. Pemberton drives. Dishes it back out to Quiñones. Quiñones. Left elbow. Backs it back out. Pemberton over to Pemberton on the wing. Doing some fancy stuff in between his legs. Drives, throws it up, misses. Harrison, Shaq Harrison in transition. Out to LJ Figueroa, who bricks a three. In transition back. Moore over to Wiseman and jams it home. Wiseman having a heck of a day today. 50-41, 7 minutes, almost a little over 7 minutes to go. Lakers dump it into Huff. Huff jams it, misses, but fouled. So Huff, out of Virginia, University of Virginia, 7-1 center. Went undrafted in 2021. Played a little with the Lakers last year. It's part of that Virginia National Championship team in 2019. Takes his free throw. And scores. 50-43, Santa Cruz over South Bay. 7:02 left. Hannes, top of the key. Santos swings it around to Pemberton. Pemberton to Quiñones. Quiñones back three-pointer, and Silky drops it in for three. Quiñones again, 53-43. Santa Cruz over South Bay. 6:43 left. Second quarter. Lakers swing it around, and looks like we might have another illegal defense called. I'm not sure. Yep, looks like we're clearing it out for the technical. Canada going for the free throw here. And he'll take one from the charity stripe and scores. So 53-44. Now, 6:39 left. Lakers inbound. Over to Hamilton. Hamilton pump fakes from the three-point line. Two steps in. Teardrop. Misses. Rebounded in by Figueroa. So Wiseman, no-look pass. Top of the key. Down to Quiñones. Quiñones backs him off the post. Hits the back of the rim. Figueroa with the rebound up to Harrison. Back to Figueroa. Figueroa to Canada. Canada looking for somebody. Back to Harrison. Huff sets a pick. No, not accepted. Figueroa. And up and in for Bryce Hamilton. Timeout on the floor. So 53-48, 5-point advantage for Santa Cruz over South Bay. 5:53 left in the second quarter. All right, NBA G League action back with you. Santa Cruz Warriors 53, South Bay Lakers 48. 5:53 left in the second period. And Warriors got the ball. A little pressure in the backcourt on inbounding. Bring it in. Santos over to Pemberton. Pemberton still trying to bring it over half court. Defended by Kanade. Goes over the timeline. Quiñones defended by Hamilton. Over to Pemberton. Pemberton swings it around up to Wiseman, who tries jam it in one-handed Grant Hill style. Doesn't work. Three left on the shot clock. Quiñones over to Santos. Santos dips it in. Misses. And Harrison with the rebound over to in traffic. Misses. And then Warriors get the ball back. Holy cow. And Hannah's is fouled by Hamilton. So a lot of action there. Hamilton goes, takes a seat, getting congratulated by his teammates. Brings in Christy. Warriors inbound. Hannah's over to Santos. Santos crosses the timeline. Figueroa defending him. Pretty aggressive. Poke checking him. Look here and there. Wiseman sets the pick, top of the key, and rolls. And Santos doesn't hit him. Says he tries to go out to Pemberton on the wing and misses that completely. So Lakers with the ball back. Harrison with the ball. Front court, left wing. Drives right side, throws up a left-handed jumper, misses. Ball is off the Lakers. Warriors regain possession, and Pemberton looking to inbound it to Hannah's. And we're good to go. 4:48 left, second quarter. Warriors up 43 over the South Bay Lakers, 48. Williams, top of the key. Underhands it over to Hannah's. Hannah's step back three, top of the key, misses. Off to Harrison with the rebound up to Kanade for the long distance three. Misses in transition. Santos with the rebound over to Hannah's. Hannah's brings it up center court, drives, dishes to Pemberton. Pemberton from the wing and hits the corner three. 56-48, Warriors. A little over 4 minutes left to go in the first half. Deep three by Kanade for the Lakers and drains it. Cuts it to five. Pemberton gets a pick from Williams, drives to the hole, rejected by Huff. Huff, the center from Durham, North Carolina. He's coached by his father in high school, winning the 1A state title, I think, at Voyager Academy. So the Warriors set to inbound. Hannah's into Pemberton over to Quiñones. Quiñones gets the pick from Williams. Rolls. Doesn't take it. Step back. Quiñones for two. 15-footer. Warriors by seven. 3:30 left to go. Lakers swing it down. Harrison in the corner. Doesn't like what he sees. Kanade over to Christy. Christy pump fakes the three. Swings it back around. Harrison over to Christy for the wing and drains it. 4-point advantage for the Warriors now. Santos brings it up court. Dribbling around. Can't find anybody. Hannah's off his leg or off Hamilton's leg and Harrison's leg. And it doesn't matter. They didn't call it. Gets ball in transition and scores. Now it's only a 2-point game. So Hannah's gets a ball between the rings over to Williams. Top of the key. Williams tries to fancy pass behind his back. Loses it. Kanade in transition. Throws up something. Huff gets it, throws up another something, misses. Quiñones in transition over to Pemberton. Pemberton up and under, scores 2 points. And it's now a 4-point game. Pippen Jr. out to Kanade. Kanade for another three and cuts it to within one. 2:21 left. First half. Williams top of the key for the Warriors. Tries handing it off. Yep, hands it off to Santos. Santos misses a three-pointer. Harrison in transition over to Pippen Jr. for three and nails it. And that puts the South Bay Lakers out in front by 2 points after being down by double digits early. So in this game, there's always runs. So Pemberton travels, maybe not. He was fouled in transition by Canada. Canada out of Princeton, 6'2 guard. So the Lakers, late in the second quarter. South Bay Lakers up on the Santa Cruz Warriors, 62-60. 1:50 left in this second period. Pemberton at the line for the Warriors. He's going to shoot a couple. Elijah Pemberton out of Hofstra. There you go. Just one. Shoots that one. Makes it 62-60. All right. He already made the other one. So 1:49 left. Canada for three and drains it again. Puts the Lakers up by three again. Pemberton crossed the timeline, defended by Pippen Jr., gets the pick from Wiseman. Wiseman, another pick on Pippen. Pemberton swings it over, cross court. Warriors throw it away. Harrison, cross court to Pippen. Pippen drives, spins, over to Harrison in the corner, three-point, no good. Williams with the rebound, and that was fouled by Fabian White, out of Houston. Miles Simon talking to Scottie Pippen Jr. over. 1:16 left in the first half. Williams at the line, shooting one, and makes it. So, South Bay up by one, 1:12 left. Scottie Pippen Jr. with the ball, drives, backs it out, over to Christie. Deep three, 25-footer. Puts the Lakers up by four. Williams brings it up court, spins, drives to the hole, uses his elbow, no good. Over to Wiseman. Wiseman spins, move, rejected. And looks like he's fouled. That'll send him to the line for two. 50.9 seconds left here in the first half. The Warriors in their white wearing the Kaiser Permanente logo underneath the Warriors mark. Wiseman himself wearing the number 33, familiar with Larry Bird and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, amongst others. Scottie Pippen Sr. wore the 33 shirt for many teams. Wiseman, lefty, shoots the free throw and makes it. So South Bay with a two-point advantage, 45 seconds to go, maybe a two-for-one here. We'll see. Pippen Jr. calling out the play. Over to Harrison. Harrison, right side. Over to Canada. Canada back to Pippen Jr. Pippen Jr. for three and misses, right side. Rebound, Quiñones. Quiñones up to Moore. Looking for Santos on the wing. Can't find him. Over to Quiñones. Picked by Wiseman. Step back. 15-footer. Misses. Out of bounds toward the Warriors. 18 seconds remain. 14 on the shot clock. 4-second differential there. The Lakers wearing their BBGO mark underneath the Lakers, the numbers they have. Okay, inbound to Wiseman. Wiseman out to Quiñones. 12 seconds. Looking for the final shot, or at least one shot. Wiseman picks. Pippen gets through the screen. Quiñones, teardrop, no good. Williams with a rebound, loses it. And the Lakers get it and try and call timeout, but the half ends. All right, so at halftime, the South Bay Lakers, 68, Santa Cruz Warriors, 66. Okay, and we're back here, second half coming up between the Santa Cruz Warriors and the South Bay Lakers. A couple stats here. Warriors 9 for 17 on three-point field goals. Lakers 11 for 28 in the first half. It's 68 to 66. Santa Cruz, South Bay over Santa Cruz at the half. And let's see. So who had a big first half? I'm going to go James Wiseman. The guy's an animal. So he's 7 foot 240 out of Memphis. You'll remember Wiseman was the second pick of the draft by the Golden State Warriors in, it was 2020. And he made his NBA debut and with a 19-point game. Warriors lost to the Nets. Scored 25 about a month later. over the Timberwolves. But then later that year, he tore the meniscus in his knee. And he was out for the rest of the year. So he recovered and then was assigned to the Santa Cruz Warriors here. And he was recalled last year by Golden State. But there was a setback, so he was shut down altogether. And so he's back this year with the G League Santa Cruz Warriors. And he's an animal. But last year, even though he didn't play, he still got his ring with the Warriors. And if you'll remember, Wiseman went to Memphis, but he only played in three games. And he played with fellow Santa Cruz Warrior Lester Quiñones, who played there for several years. Both played for Penny Hardaway Wiseman probably did a lot more practicing than playing, clearly. There were some eligibility concerns and stuff for him, but, you know, he's moved on to greener pastures here in the professional realm, James Wiseman. And so there you are with those two fellows. Dusty Hannah's guard for these Warriors. He undrafted out of Arkansas 2017 after playing his first couple years there at Texas Tech. Played two games with the Memphis Grizzlies, but hasn't been able to find it there. And he was the G League Player of the Year in 2020. He was third team, sorry. But he's a good ball player. And on his second trip around with the Santa Cruz Warriors after playing last year in Australia. His father played in the big leagues. And he's named after his father's former teammate, now World Series champion, Dusty Baker. How about that? All right, we're getting ready to tip it off here in the second half. Jay Huff and James Wiseman going to tip it off here, I believe. We'll see. Actually, they don't do that, do they? Whoever wins the opening tip, and then it's the... Yeah, so they're not going to tip it off. We're just going to take it out of bounds. So we got a few seconds left here before the buzzer hits. And the Lakers inbound from the backcourt. Harrison over to Huff, top of the key. Swings it over back over to Kanade. Kanade, Figueroa, Harrison. Drives to the hole, misses. Santos brings it up court, left side. Dumps it into Wiseman. Wiseman, about an eight-footer. Easy bucket for him. Harrison brings it up court over to Kanade. Kanade swings it around to Figueroa. Figueroa off center, waves it off. Foul before the shot. They're going to bring it outside court. Harrison inbounding. Finds Huff top of the key. Pump fakes. Drives to the hole. Scores. Gets past Wiseman for an easy two-pointer. Well, challenge, but pretty easy. So Santos brings it up forecourt. Swings it around. Pemberton drives. Tosses it up there. Nope, they stop him. He's going to bring it out side court here. Fouled before the shot. Inbounds. Harris. Gosh, grief. Oh, man. I tell you. Hannah's. Yeah, I'm right. Anyway, they bring it in. Quiñones gets fouled. Now he's at the line. Quiñones is shooting two. 68. Excuse me. Shooting one. So now that ties it up. How does that work? They were at 68. But now it's tied up at 70. 10:45 to go. Looks like Lakers bring it down and then just throw it out of bounds. Try to skip pass across the court. Bounced it out. Aside the line of play, did Harrison. So Warriors get it back. Top of the key, Santos. Santos drives, hesitates. Finger rolls, misses. Huff with the rebound. Harrison swings it over to Figueroa. Figueroa to Hamilton. Hamilton swings it back out to Canada, but there's a hit it out of bounds. Cameraman wasn't fast enough there. Poked away there by the Warriors. Figueroa. Figueroa over to Hamilton. Hamilton back up top to Huff. Huff pump fakes, drives, hesitates. Intercepted by Quinones and then intercepted back by Huff. And he jams it home. How about that? 72-70, South Bay Lakers over the Santa Cruz Warriors. What? Quinones dumps it in Wiseman. Easy left-handed hook shot. Ties it up. 9:59 to go. Harrison brings it up court for the Lakers. Over to Figueroa. Figueroa teardrop from the elbow and in. Two-point advantage now for the South Bay. Hannes brings it up court. Dribbles around side, dumps it into Wiseman. Wiseman up with it, rejected by Huff. Huff brings it up in transition. Over to Figueroa for three. Nothing going, then tipped in by Hamilton. Lefty tip in from the left side. South Bay up four. Pemberton brings it up court. Wiseman to the top of the key. Quinones dribbles around, picked by Wiseman. Teardrop from free throw line and in. And one. There we go. Made it official. All right. So that gets Quinones to the line. Quinones around that nice screen by Wiseman. Wiseman didn't look like he was going to screen him, but just did enough. Could have called him for the foul, but didn't. Quinones knocks it down. Brings him within one. Hamilton with the ball. Up to Huff. Top of the key for three and nails it again. A big seven-footer knocking down the three-pointers tonight. Pemberton right side, front court, backs it out, looks pump fakes the three, hands it off to Hannes. Hannes drives, teardrop right side, nothing doing. Wiseman tries to get the rebound. Yeah, gets it back to Pemberton. Pemberton hits the side of the backboard, so they're gonna wait. Is that what happened? Coach Cooper doesn't know what's going on. He's gesturing to the officials. Like Figueroa's down from South Bay. Try and figure out what's going on, what the pause in play was. Trainer comes to look at Figueroa on the ground. He's holding his leg, lower leg. A nice sweaty spot when he gets up there. Teammates coming to gather him. Excuse me, that's Canada on the ground. So South Bay up four. 8:46 to go in the third period, and we're going to take a break as they walk Devin Canada off the court. So 8:46 left, third quarter. Santa Cruz down to South Bay. South Bay leads 79-75. And let's see what happened here. I'm going to get a replay. Oh, I think they stopped play because Canada went down. So when we come back here, we're going to find out who exactly has the ball and what the scenario is. Try and get you an update on Canada's health. So more to inbound for the Warriors. And intercepted by Hamilton. Hamilton over to Figueroa. Figueroa drives and lays it in. Easy money. So Quinones brings it up across the timeline. Brings it center court. Swings it around to Moore. Moore dribbles it back around the perimeter. Picked by Wiseman. Deep three by Quinones. Nothing doing. Tip ends missed by Moore. And Christie brings it in transition down to Figueroa on the right wing. And hesitates and scoops it up and no good. Wiseman with the rebound up to Moore. Moore crosses the logo. Wiseman for three. Pump fakes three for three again off the front of the rim and can't nothing doing. Figueroa with the rebound, the long rebound over to Hamilton. Hamilton left side, late footer, and then that's in. So the South Bay, 83, Santa Cruz, 75, 7:38 left in the third period. Santos over to Wiseman. Wiseman to Quinones. Quinones back to Wiseman. Down in the paint, looks like there's some trouble brewing. Probably a foul. Looks like they're going to call Figueroa for the violation. And I don't think we're going to be shooting here. Nope, we're going to take it at side court here. Morta inbound for the Warriors. Williams. Oh, there's another foul off the ball on the inbound play. Looks like maybe Bryce Hamilton might have gotten called, or Huff. Figueroa, who knows? So a lot of Lakers there, and somebody nailed somebody, so we'll see. That puts them in the penalty, I believe. Head to the line. Pemberton was the one who got knocked down, so he'll be shooting two. 83 South Bay, 75 Santa Cruz, 7:30 left. Oh, maybe they just shoot one. What do they just shoot one here? I don't know. Different rules in the in this game, I guess. I don't know. Boy. All right. Lakers got it. Christie, one step inside the three-point line, misses. Oh, no, rattles around and in. So South Bay up eight. Quiñones, right side. Williams, top of the key. Moore hands it off. Swings it over to Quiñones. Quiñones dribble, drives, dumps it back into Williams. Williams back out. Moore hesitates. Knocks it down. 15-footer. 85-79, South Bay over Santa Cruz. 6:43 left in the third period. Harrison brings it up court into Huff, high post. Huff looking for somebody, swings it out to Harrison. Setting the pick for Harrison. Drives. 9-footer. Money. South Bay up 8. 6:21 left in the third. Quiñones brings it up court. High post, Williams. Hands it back off to Quiñones. Williams, a little nonchalant, and knocks it away. And up to Figueroa. Figueroa's... Yeah, let's see. Looks like a foul on Santos as Figueroa is out of control. Back of the head shot, but I think they're going to send him to the line regardless. 6:07 left in the third period. South Bay up 8. Figueroa going to the line. They're telling me it looks like one shot, but these rules of basketball have been... Yeah, they're just going one shot. I don't know what's going on here. Took me a while to catch on, or maybe that's scored 2 points there on one shot. I don't quite get that. 89-79, Santa Cruz or South Bay over Santa Cruz, 6:01 left. Unless I'm missing action, this video is skipping on me. I don't know. I don't quite understand. I'll have to check up on these rules for the G League because it's I find it strange. So here we go. Williams to the line, shooting one shot. And he scores 2 points. How it's taken me 2.5 quarters to figure this out, I don't know. And that's why it maybe sounded stupid there for a second. But I don't know. They're just shooting one shot. So anyway, Lakers got the ball back. Hamilton, dribble drive. Dishes it back out to Figueroa. Figueroa from the wing. Three, nothing doing. Rebound to Santos. Santos down court to Moore. And Moore looks like he scores with a goaltend. South Bay goaltend on an easy lay-in. So Scottie Pippen Jr. back into the game. He crosses timeline, drives, left corner, left elbow, pump fake. And he loses it in the paint, and they're going to call Moore for the foul on one of those pump fakes. So 89-83. South Bay over Santa Cruz, 5:30 left in the third period. Scottie Pippen Jr. at the line. Like I said, probably shooting one. And he is. He hits it. So it's 91-83 Santa Cruz. Go figure. I'll have to do a little research on these rules. So to my amazement, and I thought I was missing some of the video, but I wasn't. So it looks like the one free throw rule in the G League, which I probably was familiar with at one point, but it's been a couple of years. So under the new experimental NBA G League rule, one free throw worth 1, 2, or 3 points will be awarded in any event of any foul that would typically result in 1, 2, or 3 free throws being shot under standard NBA rules. This experimental free throw rule will not apply during the last 2 minutes of the fourth quarter or the entirety of any overtime period. So if a shooting foul, you get one free throw and it's worth 2 points. If it's a 3-point shot and it's a shooting foul, if you make it, you get 3. And I guess the intention is to save time or something like that, but I don't know. I'm a little dubious. But anyway, here we go. James Wiseman to inbound. Backcourt to Moore. Zeke Moore brings it across the timeline. Top of the key, Wiseman. Over to Hannes. Hannes down to Williams. Williams post. Hook pass into Wiseman, cut into the hole, and fouled by White. So it looks like we'll get one shot. 1 2-point shot. We'll see. See what happens. Finally got that down. And that's what's happening. Make it make sense to me. So Wiseman, the lefty, shoots, knocks it down, cuts the lead to 6. South Bay up 6 over Santa Cruz, 91-85, 5:11 to go. Scottie Pippen Jr. crossed the logo, defended by Quiñones. Quiñones giving him some space. Over to Christie at the wing. Nails it. Another 3 for Christie. Quiñones brings it up court. Gets it over to Williams. Top of the key. Williams hands off to Moore. Looking for Williams back in the block. Gets it to him. Swings it across court. Trying for Hannes, but intercepted by Pierre-Louis. Pierre-Louis brings it all the way across or down the court and misses. Followed by Christie with the jam. 96-85. Into Wiseman. Wiseman lays it in. 96-87, 4:30 left to go, third period. Scottie Pippen Jr. gets the pick from White. 9-footer, misses. White with the rebound. Out to Christie. Christie to Pierre-Louis. Over to Scottie Pippen Jr. Jr. over to Pierre-Louis, drives. Tosses it in there, misses. Pippen with the rebound. Grabs it, pump fakes, and hacked by Quiñones. So it looks like Scottie Pippen Jr. going to the line to shoot 1 for 2 points here. Coach Cooper giving Quiñones some advice on maybe how to foul him. Maybe not quite as hard, get the point across. We'll see. I don't know. So Pippen at the line, shooting, makes it. Hannes dribbling up court, crosses the timeline, defended by Pippen, gives him some space over to Quiñones. Quiñones. Right elbow and hacked. Jeez Louise, by Pierre-Louis. I think the pump fake got him. Slight pump fake. Got him climbing all over his back. Probably didn't mean to, but it's a pretty good one. So it looks like Canada's back in the game. Healed. So Quiñones at the line. Shooting 1 for 2. Makes it. South Bay now up 9. 3:53 left, third period. Canada swings it around, picked by White, left elbow. Over to Pierre-Louis, swings it across. Pippen to White, Pierre-Louis. Canada in the corner, step back, 3. Blocked, perhaps fouled. Yeah, looks like fouled, so go to the line. Shooting 1 for 3. That is 1 free throw for 3 points. 98-89, South Bay over Santa Cruz. And yeah, that's going to be a 3-point free throw. 1 free throw, and he missed. Well, let's see what happened. They're calling timeout, I guess. Looks like they might be going to check to see if it was a 3-point field goal attempt or not. Looks like the officials are over there looking at the same view I saw a moment ago, and I think they'll say that, yes, it is a 3-pointer, but yeah, there might be some discussion there. So both teams huddle. Miles Simon's talking to Canada. He's like, yeah, man, you got 3-pointers. You got a 3-point field goal attempt. So this is a 3-point, 1 free throw for 3 points. So we'll see as if officials discuss what's going on. 3:37 left here in the third period. South Bay 98, Santa Cruz 89. And the officials are taking their sweet time looking at this play. Maybe it's not as obvious as I thought. Either way, we're going to get free throws either way, or a free throw. There's no longer plural on that. So the officials trying to make their bones, maybe try and make it into the NBA at one point. They're talking it over after they've seen the evidence. Now they're talking it over. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do here? Well, it should be obvious, but apparently it is not obvious. So he says, well, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? We're going to give him a free throw, I think. But is it going to be two? Is it going to be three? It's the longest delay of the obvious I've seen in a long time. Still no decision. Oh, we got a coach's challenge as well. It's a whole other realm of what doesn't necessarily need to happen in the G League. Oh, all right. Monitor down. Officials monitor down. He holds up his hand. Meanwhile, maybe they're asking if it was even a shooting foul. So it might not have been. So he hacks him on the way up. They didn't call foul at all after that. Holy moly. All right, so Warriors inbound. Hannah's into Williams, top of the key. And Williams, nonchalant again, loses control. In transition, White slams it home. Williams needs to use two hands on the basketball. This is getting a little crazy here. All right, they dump it back into Williams. High post. We got a foul down below. Looks like maybe they got Wiseman for the offensive foul, giving him the business down on the block. So, 189 South Bay over Santa Cruz so far. High scoring affair. Oh, yeah. Wiseman locks him up. Almost gave him a headlock type of thing. So, Pippen Jr. brings it across. Christie back to Pippen. White sets a pick, rolls, nothing doing. Over to Christie. Christie, and we got a foul off the ball. Either foul off the ball or travel, can't quite tell. Either way, that'll lead to Santa Cruz taking the ball side court. Moore over to Santos. Santos back to Moore in the corner. Corner three misses. Pierre-Louis. Up to Pippen in transition, jams it home. South Bay now up 13 with a little over 2.5 minutes left to go in the third. Moore doesn't know what to do with it. Decides he'll shoot a 19-footer and nails it. Christie brings it across the timeline. Swing it around to Pierre-Louis. Pierre-Louis jabs cross court to Pippen. Pippen drives baseline, flings it up and under. Bank and in. Great shot. And still 13-point advantage for South Bay. A little over 2 minutes left. Wiseman, top of the perimeter. Over to Williams. These guys never play down on the block, hardly. Williams, corner, elbow, over to Santos. Santos dribbles it off of Canada's leg, and looks like there was a foul there. Replay of Pippen's up and under there. Beautiful shot. So 1:57 left. Third period. Full shot clock here. Warriors. They might be at the line here. Looks like. Yep, they are. Santos at the line. Shoots one for 2 points. Gets him up to 93. 104-93. South Bay over Santa Cruz. 1:54 left. Christie to Pippen Jr. Gets the pick from White. Over to Christie. Three from the wing and nails it. Christie. Once again, loves that shot. Coming off the pick and shooting the three. Warriors got it. Hannah's three, leans into it, misses. Christie gets the rebound, brings it up court. Drives, throws a shoulder in. No call. White rejected by a couple of Warriors. And we'll see. Somebody's probably going to get the... Somebody certainly will get the foul call. Looks like maybe Wiseman. Either Wiseman or Santos is going to get that call. I'm not quite sure who they're going to give it to. So we'll see. White to the line for South Bay. Shooting one shot for 2 points, perhaps. And he doesn't make it. So Wiseman with the rebound. Up to Moore. Moore crosses the timeline. Dribbles. Backs Pierre-Louis in. Gets a pick from... Oh, refuses the pick from Wiseman. Swings it over Pemberton. Pemberton to Santos. Santos over to Hannah's. Hannah's left elbow and spins and scores. Knocks it down. Hannah's. 107-95, Lakers. Pippen Jr. Left elbow. Shoots. Ricochets off. Gets his own rebound after a tip from White. Sets it back up. Short shot clock starts up again. The 14-second one. And drives off to White and then nothing doing. Warriors in transition. And over to Moore. Moore pump fakes. Get his pocket picked by Pippen. And Canada with the ball. In transition, they'll slow it down. Pippen back up top. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Shot clock's off. Pippen looking for what to do. Step back. No. Dribbles between his legs. Step back three and way off. Air ball. And the quarter is over. South Bay up by 12. 107-95 over Santa Cruz. That's the end of three. We got fourth quarter coming up. All right. Start of the fourth quarter. South Bay 107, Santa Cruz 95. Lakers were down big. South Bay Lakers were down big early. Just kind of flipped it around. Game of runs here. All right, Warriors in the forecourt. Hannah's over to Pemberton. Pemberton takes a pick from Wiseman. Wiseman swings it around. Up top to Hannah's, and Hannah's nails it. 3 points. Cuts the lead to 9. Christie brings it across the timeline. Gets the pick. Drives it to the hole. Airballs it. Pemberton rebounds. Gets nailed by Pierre-Louise. Oh, take that back. There was a foul on the ground beforehand. I don't know exactly what's happening here. There's a little confusion out there. Well, Lakers got the ball. Inbound. Canada misses it completely. Looks like it might have got tipped, but anyway, into the forecourt. Pemberton out of control. Looks like, oh, maybe not. There's a block by Canada. Sloppy play all around, but either way. So that'll send Pemberton to the line, it looks like. Again, here's the questionable thing. I don't know if he's going to get one free throw or two. Probably no if he was shooting. That's what Miles Simon is discussing with the officials. He said he doesn't not shooting. He had it tucked in like a running back. Two-handed, like getting the ball through the line. But no, we'll see. All right, 107-98. Shoots, scores. Yep, that was a two-pointer. Always confusing here in the G League here. All right, 7-point ball game now. Pippen Jr. with the ball. Dribbling around the perimeter. Swings it over to Pierre-Louise. Up, out to Huff. And Huff nails another three. Big man. A 10-point ball game, 10:50 to go in the game. Wiseman swings it in to Pemberton. Pemberton's rejected but hammered by somebody. Looks like it might have been Christie. Huff stroking it from the outside tonight. So at the line, we got Pemberton, I believe. Going to be a 2-point attempt, one shot for 2 points, unlike normal free throws, like we said in a not only the National Basketball Association, but every other basketball association there is. So, yeah, Pemberton at the line. 10:46 to go. South Bay up 10. Taking a deep breath. Grabbing the ball. Dribbling. And he misses. Harrison with the rebound. Oh, Huff from three again. In and out. Pemberton with the rebound out over to Hannah's. Hannah's dumps it inside to Wiseman. Wiseman swings around, drives to the hole, traveling. Too many steps. Too much fancy footwork there for old Wiseman. He's having a heck of a game, though. Give him that much. All right, Lakers with it. Pippen Jr., defended by Hannah's. Swings over to Canada. Back to Pippen. Pippen left side. Teardrop. Misses. Wiseman outlets out to Hannah. Hannah's gets the pick by Quinones. Can't get through. Left wing over to Pemberton. Pemberton drives. Knocked down. Lakers in transition. Over to Christie in the wing. Harrison. Looking for Pippen. Finds him. Pippen looking to distribute. Huff. No. Pippen drives and scores. They didn't account for Pippin. They went to Huff thinking they're going to dump it into him, but they didn't. So 112-100, 9:32 left. Quiñones with the ball, left wing, spins. Whoa, what happened? Might have been a foul. He lost the ball. Lakers were in transition, but they might have fouled him. But Canada got called for the violation. Or perhaps Santa Cruz gets called for the violation in transition. Not exactly sure. They're discussing. 9:27 left in the game. Going to take a break or a coach's challenge or something. And we're taking a break here. Well, no, we're back. Yep, coach's challenge or a replay. Not exactly sure what it is. You can see the officials looking at the monitor, their proprietary monitor for these reviews. Can't see what they're seeing. But Quiñones looking like he's talking. I don't know what happened, man. I spun and I think I got nailed, but who knows? So, Miles Simon giving him advice for his South Bay Laker team. So once again, the officials are not quite sure what's happening, but they're going to make a decision nonetheless. And they're talking it amongst themselves. Looks like here's the replay. Quiñones spins. Looks like he gets the ball hit by Pippen Jr., glances off his shoulder, and then the Lakers get into transition, and then perhaps the play stopped then. Not sure if there was a foul there or what happened, but we'll see here. One moment. So Quiñones spins, knocks Canada off balance. Pippen Jr. hits it. Bounces off Quiñones, and then I don't know if Quiñones fouls Pippen or not, but looks like we're going to get it in Santa Cruz front court. Yeah. It's unclear yet who has the ball, though. Okay. Lakers with the ball in the backcourt. Harrison inbounds to Pippen, and all is right in the world. 9:25 left in the fourth. South Bay up 12. Pippen Jr. dribbles left-handed. Gets the pick from Canada over to Huff. Huff just inside the three-point line. Can't shoot it. Harrison, top of the key, 20-footer, misses. Rebound, Quiñones. Quiñones in transition. Over to Moore, it looks like. Back over to Quiñones. Quiñones looking for Harris. Harris, ball at the logo. Dumps it in to Will. Oh, no, that's Pemberton. Pemberton jukes on the pick to Williams. Williams, Pemberton still's got it. Back to Harris. Harris, that looks like a shot clock violation. Just before Harris can get off the run and jumper back shot that ultimately missed anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered. So we got 8:45 left in the fourth. South Bay up 12. Harrison to inbound to Pippen. Looks like Pippen wants him to set a pick on Pemberton, but that's not going to happen. We got an offensive foul off the ball. On, looks like perhaps Christie. Trying to bust through a screen or something like that. Miles Simon looks a little bitter. Maybe extended his arms with Miles' hand. So Harris got the ball, left wing, front court. Pemberton dribbles between his legs over to Quiñones. Quiñones in transition. Oh, no three-pointer for him. Harrison with the rebound in transition for the Lakers. Swings it out to Canada for three. No, nothing doing. Quiñones got the rebound. Transition for the Warriors here this time. Up to Moore. Corner three for Quiñones. Nothing. Passes over to Pemberton. Pemberton over to Harris for corner three. Nothing. Williams. Rebound. Now it's back swung around to Harris again. And he can't hit it again. Corner three. In and out. So Harrison brings it up court for South Bay. Gets a pick. Nope. Corner three, misses. Up top to Pippen Jr. for three, misses off the top, off the back of the rim. Quiñones with the rebound again in transition, swings it back over to Moore, Moore to Pemberton. Pemberton between the legs, circles around to Hannah's, teardrop from 9 feet and in. What a flurry of action there, and there's a timeout called at 7:23. 112-102. South Bay Lakers over the Santa Cruz Warriors, and we'll be back with you in a moment. So Scottie Pippen Jr. just like I was, born in Portland, Oregon. His father was playing for the Trailblazers at the time. He had a brief stint there with Portland. Good stretch after his days in Chicago and Houston, I believe. And then back to the Bulls to end his career, Scotty Sr. was. Boy, did not know that Scottie Pippen played professional basketball in Finland and in Sweden for a time after his retirement from the NBA, which his time ended in that one season with the Bulls after his tenure with the Blazers. Only had one season with the Rockets. So anyway, Scottie Jr., born November 10th, 2000 in Portland, Oregon. Not much older than him. But anyway, so we're back at it. South Bay Lakers inbounding. Up 12. A little over 7 minutes to go in the game. Pippen Jr. cuts through traffic, dishes it over to Candidate in the corner. Nothing doing there. Rebound, Pemberton, or no, rebound Williams into transition. Up to Quiñones. Quiñones back to Williams. And bear with me because my video is now buffering and went out. So I'm not sure what is happening and when this will pick up. But it's been a good game back and forth. Some NBA two-way players here. James Wiseman for the Warriors and Scottie Pippen Jr. for the Lakers, probably the most notable ones for both. Pippen was undrafted. Here we are, back in action here. Williams over to Santos, back into Williams, and then there's a foul away from the ball, and it looks like we're going the other way. Looks like fouled Christie. And now I believe Figueroa is coming in for Christie. No fault of his own. So Pippen Jr. brings it up court. Over to Harrison. Harrison down baseline. He's going to swing it back around. Nope. He's going to high post to Figueroa. Swings it across to Candidate. Candidate misses another three. Rebounded. Quiñones again. Over to Harris. Quiñones. Pick. Got his pocket picked by Harrison. And let's see. Good hustle play by Santos, but no. Harrison lays it in. And Quiñones looking for somebody to pass it into. But bring it back up court. Looks like he's going to get a pick from Wiseman, who's going to roll to the hoop. Nothing doing. Baseline looks. No. Wiseman high post. Williams high post. Hands it off to Quiñones. Quiñones dumps it in to Williams on the roll and just throws it out of bounds. Perhaps it was tip, but they're not going to call that unless there's a coach's challenge. So, 14 or 12 point game. South Bay up 12 over Santa Cruz. 6:08 left in the game. Oh gosh, Candidate, don't do that again. No, he doesn't. He pulls it back. Pippen Jr. over to Harrison. Harrison out to Figueroa. Harrison baseline with some physicality throws it in there, and then we're going to have an and one traditional three-point play coming up, perhaps. So here's a one-point free throw for 1 point, or one free throw for 1 point. A rarity in this game, or in this league, really. So Shaquille Harrison from the line. Rattles in. So 117-102, 5:53 left. Hannah's between the rings. Over to Pemberton. Pemberton back over to Hannah's. Hannah's behind his back. Drives. Tosses it up in there. Nothing doing. Wiseman with the rebound. And it looks like Wiseman may have dribbled it on the other side of the baseline. Abused down there, but make him tougher for the NBA game. Scottie Pippen Jr. looking for the pick up top. Is it left forecourt? Harrison Jr. Pippen swings it to Figueroa. rainbow for three. Corner, nothing doing. Pemberton brings it up with the rebound over to Quiñones. Quiñones from way down. Nope. Pulls it back. Gives it down to Wiseman. Wiseman does a spin around thing or whatever he does. Gets hacked. Shaq Harrison nails him. So it looks like he's going to the line. Looks like he might have been shooting. We'll see. They might give him the benefit of the doubt. They're sending him to the line regardless. So 117-102, South Bay over Santa Cruz. 5:11 left in the fourth period. We'll see. Wiseman knocks it down. 2 points. Easy money. So 13-point ball game. Time's running down. Still no time to panic. Turn this around if you're Santa Cruz. Pippen Jr., perimeter, nails it. 25-footer. 16-point ball game. Looks like Santa Cruz may have called timeout, trying to collect themselves for this stretch run. 120-104, South Bay over Santa Cruz. Well, under 5 to go. Pippen Jr. knocks it down. Be back with you in a moment. All right, NBA G League action here with you. South Bay Lakers hosting the Santa Cruz Warriors. 120-104, Lakers up. 4:44 left in the game. Warriors with the ball. James Wiseman hook shot, misses. Huff with the rebound for the Lakers. Outlet to Pippen. Pippen up to Figueroa to back to Huff. Top the key. Back swings it back to Figueroa. Figueroa drives, dribble, banks it up and no good. Off the glass. Pemberton with the rebound in transition. Looking for Quiñones from way downtown. Misses off the back of the rim, and it's grabbed by Figueroa. Figueroa up to Scottie Pippen Jr., who's looking for Huff to set the pick, and he does. And nope, up. Oh, got a little confusion there with the Lakers, and Pippen throws it out of bounds. So 4 minutes to go in the game. South Bay up 16. Pemberton bringing it up for the Warriors. Looking for somebody. It's Santos. Santos at the left wing. Dribbles around the pick set by Wiseman. Can't quite get the handle. Not a good dribbler, apparently. And back and forth to up and Scottie Pippen Jr. for the score. We'll give and go there. 3.5 to go. James Wiseman out on the perimeter. One dribble off to Quiñones. Quiñones, triple threat. He gets a ball knocked out of his hand. Triple threat position. Oh, Lakers get it back to Moore, and there's a little confusion on what happened here. Let's see. Looks like a foul. Figueroa, former Oregon Duck, it's called for the violation. Can't believe it, but they called it. Santa Cruz inbounds. Moore brings it across the timeline. Looking for somebody to set him free on a pick. Wiseman it is. Dribble drive. Look, finds Santos cutting and scores. 2 points. Pippen Jr. setting up the play. Crosses the timeline. Harrison. Harrison dribbles. Pippen Jr. off the left wing. Hands it off to Canada. Canada stretches. Dumps it down into Figueroa for scoop up and under for two. 124-106. South Bay over Santa Cruz. 2:44 left. Santos for three, and that's good. So we got a 15-point ball game here with 2:36 left to go. Harrison with the ball right wing, front court. Skips it across to Canada. Canada down to the corner for Scottie Pippen Jr., who misses. Rebound Santos. In transition are the Warriors, and up, and easy 2 points for Wiseman. Nice assist by Santos. So 2:13 left, 13-point game. Harrison pointing out that Figueroa needs to set a screen for him, but no, doesn't happen. So he sets a screen for Figueroa. Huff's got the ball top of the key, hands off, tries to hand off to Pippen. Pippen dribbles, drives, and banks, and nothing going. Huff can't tip it back in, and Warriors are in transition, and slam dunk by Moore. Zeke Moore nails it. So 11-point game, 1:50 left to go. Looks like we got Harrison playing a little more point guard than Pippen, but double team trap and knocks it loose. Harrison's got the ball again. Figueroa, nothing doing, and Huff tips it back in. So we got either a foul or a timeout. Not sure. There's play stopped. Clear what's happening. 126-113 South Bay over Santa Cruz. 138 left to go in the game. Let's see. Looks like maybe White checking in for the Lakers. In for Huff. Maybe Huff fouled out. I don't know. Looks like Wiseman's out of the game for Warriors too. So Moore inbounds. Oh, we got a new player in here for Teardrop from Moore. Jace Johnson out of Marquette. That's who that is. And Scottie Pippen Jr. again with the bucket. Warriors call a quick TO. So, Jace Johnson out of Marquette, the 7-footer. Not a whole lot of information on him, other than he played at Marquette. Big fella. So, we got a 15-point game. A little under a minute and a half to play. I don't think there's much scheming. Save face. Never know. Stranger things have happened. So, Ontario, 12-3. South Bay, 9-4. Santa Cruz, 8-6. Little pod play, and I think the top couple teams in each pod end up playing in the Winter Classic here starting in a few days. So I don't know the actual exact rules on that, but this game is an important game nonetheless. I believe after the Winter Classic, the stats are gonna all reset. We got that going for us, and then basically have another season in the second half. So. Anyway, Pemberton into Johnson, no good. Johnson lumbering back down the court, and Pippen Jr.'s got it. More or less content to run off the clock, and Moore playing good defense on him. White sets a pick on him. Pippen drives to the hole and fouled by, nope, or at least kind of got the ball knocked out by Johnson. So, Santa Cruz will inbound. 57.8 second. Lakers are going to inbound. Pippen. Christie, fadeaway three from the corner. No good. Santos brings it up court. Santos dribbles. Shoots to the corner. Pemberton, no good. Big 7-footer Johnson with the rebound. Nice to see the hustle out of him. Quiñones with the rebound and passes it over to Santos for three. It's a 12-point game. 35 seconds left. 15 on the shot clock. Pippen dribbling it up right around the logo. Not too much of a hurry to score here. Drives. Kicks it out to Pierre-Louis in the corner. Misses. Christie with the rebound. I think they're just going to run it out here. Pippen's dribbling. Back toward the timeline. And that'll do it, folks. South Bay Lakers, 128. Santa Cruz Warriors, 116. And for all the good folks out there, I'm Brian O'Leary. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.